I'm no stranger to double teams. JD obviously hasn't been in the league for that long, but he's going to become no stranger to double teams, and that's just the way it goes. You have to find a way.
J.J. Watt talking a little bit about double teams and triple teams. Welcome back to Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty, Wade Smith, Aaron Wilson. And you know a little bit about blocking J.J. Watt. You had a little bit. Help in practice. Luckily, you never had to do it in a game, though, right?
Right. Never played against J.J. in a game. But, you know, you saw him as a young player when he first got here in 2011. You knew he was going to be special. And you know he was going to be J.J. Watt.
Right, right.
But you knew he was going to be special just with his work ethic and his talent. And so, you know, teams going to have to scheme against him. And I think that they, you know, the Carolina Panthers did a decent job of kind of stifling them with two or three guys every play.
Yeah, I want to talk about that from both of you in a little bit. But first, let's get on to this Tampa Bay offense. It's pretty interesting, and I think it's probably still tough to get a good gauge on any offense two games into the season, much less one with a rookie quarterback in Jameis Winston. That being the case, however, he's got some weapons. Vincent Jackson, Mike Evans, each of them had 1,000 yards receiving last year. You like what you've seen from the rookie so far?
He's looked pretty good. I think that, you know, he had as a tight end that unfortunately just got hurt. Fortunate for us, but
yeah.
Unfortunate for them that, you know, Tampa just lost their tight end. So he was kind of his security blanket. So, I mean, I would expect them to try to, you know, focus on throwing the ball to Mike Evans and throwing the ball to Vincent Jackson. But I think it kind of plays into the Texans' hands as far as their offense is much more conventional. Gives the Texas offense opportunity, I mean defense the opportunity to pin the air back and try to, you know, go to the quarterback. Jameis Winston not being such a mobile guy, I think it'll help.
Biggest challenge for you defensively for the Texans in your eyes?
I think it goes back to Doug Martin. And I think you talk about the running game, and you saw the vulnerability mostly against Cam Newton. But, yeah, there's some things you can do hitting the edges. They don't always get contained, even though you have J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. I think there's some holes that can be exploited. Also, you can throw to the backs against these guys. First back out of the backfield usually goes to the linebacker, and they've been getting beat on a lot of that stuff so far this year. You saw Jamal Charles. I'm expecting the screen game to come back into play. Some of the stuff we saw in the opener against the Chiefs, and that's a thing that they've got to shut down. They've got to be better at that. Jameis Winston, you know, he is going to make some mistakes, and he's going to be a little having that J.J. Watt, you know, thought in the back of his head and maybe, you know, right in front of his body a lot. I think it's going to, you know, be something very difficult for them to defend. And I look at, you know, what they have to, in terms of supporting cast, he just can't throw jump balls all day. But yeah, he's a more complete quarterback than that. He's got a lot of tools.
Let's stick with that idea, though, of this offense looks like it's one that maybe the Texans' defense can have a little bit more success against as far as getting to the quarterback. They faced two slippery guys in the first 2 weeks, and Alex Smith and then Cam Newton. But you maybe get to pin your ears back just a little bit more against a guy like Winston, who's young and a little bit not immobile, but not as mobile as the other two.
Right. I mean, they're not going against an offense that, you know, heavily had the zone read that you have to worry about with Alex Smith and with Cam Newton. You know, Jameis Winston's going to drop back, and he's going to go through his progressions and try to find his receivers. And so I think that plays into the Texans' hands with, you know, the pass rush that we can put out there on a consistent basis. I think that, you know, it's a recipe for us to get well and get well really quick.
Over-under on sacks tomorrow?
I think they have three.
Three. All right.
I think they are going to get to them, and that would be a big difference in this game. They do that and stop the run, and I think they can get their first win.
I agree. I like it. All right. Well, we've got to get to John Harris, who has some picks for you this week in his weekly FanDuel piece.
Week three of the NFL season is upon us, and it's time to queue up our favorite activity, fantasy football. Yes, it's FanDuel formula time, and I'm going to give you some fantasy hits this week and one you got to stay away from. My first one is Cam Newton. Yeah, I saw him last week, but with the run game, with the pass game combination against New Orleans, they give up a lot of yards to Jameis Winston. I think Cam Newton is a huge pickup. If you haven't got a quarterback, he's the way to go. And on FanDuel, he's $7,900, a pretty good value. Running backs, everybody's looking for running backs. How about one maybe you've never heard of? Deion Lewis. Yes, for the New England Patriots, a run-pass threat. And if you're in a PPR league, he's a huge waiver wire pickup. And on FanDuel, $6,700 is flat-out dollar store-type money. Well, here's a guy you want to stay away from this week. Mark Ingram, New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees, questionable. Going against the Carolina defense. Yeah, you're going to want to stay away from Mark Ingram. Even at $7,900, stay away from him. Guy you don't want to play this week. Go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass and play our game against me and hundreds of others. We'll be right back after this.